Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Drex Radio Show, weeknights 7 to 10 on KGO 810.
For the next 60 seconds, this station will broadcast a message directed to the Almighty, the Supreme Being, the Deity, or whatever you choose to call him or her. Dear man upstairs, 2016 has been a giant bowl of suck so far, and we're not even talking about Batman versus Superman. No, we're talking about Glenn Frey and David Bowie and Lemmy and now Prince. Since the year isn't even halfway over, we'd like to propose a deal. Give us back Prince and Bowie and Glenn Frey and Merle Haggard and Lemmy. And you can throw in Doris Roberts because she was good in Everybody Loves Raymond. In exchange, we will herd every Kardashian in existence out into a large open field during the biggest, baddest thunderstorm you can cook up. And we'll hand each and every one of them a metal closet rod. That's it. Give us back our musicians, and we'll give up the Kardashians. Oh, sure, it'll be a sacrifice, but oh, who the hell are we kidding? So, let us know, God. Wait, was that thunder I heard?
Well, I didn't hear you say West or the Jenners. That's not fair. Hey, Lisa Durden time, everybody. Hello, Lisa.
Hello there, Mr. Dre.
Could we make that deal with the guy in the sky or the lady in the sky?
She ain't listening. Where she at?
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I had you on, so you couldn't hear the piece I played. All right, so I want to start with Prince. It's been 5 or 6 days. You've had time to absorb your thoughts about, especially how the media is handling this. Lisa?
Hello?
Yep. We might have a bad connection here. Yeah. Now, I wanted your reaction to how the media has handled the entire passing away of Prince.
Oh, maybe I didn't hear something. I'm sorry. My phone might be crazy. Yes. Thank you very much. Starting all over again. And Remix, I think the media is handling it very well. Actually better than I thought, because I guess the mean media, I'm thinking, can we talk about maybe he died of a big disease of the little name? You know that phrase out of his song?
Right.
You know that song?
Yes.
He might have died of a big disease of the little name that's in a Prince song. Maybe he had that, and they don't want to talk about that, so they're being very
right.
kind to him.
Right. Yes, that one's been floating around. Yeah.
Yes, but not like really, they're not going hard. They're giving him a little bit more respect. It's just like a little floating around, but not like any, you know, mainstream media. And they're not really going hard on the whole kind of like drug thing. Some small media outlets are kind of leaking out some possibilities, but you don't hear TMZ saying he was on drugs. You don't hear.
Yeah, you do.
I hear them say that. Oh, did they say he was on drugs?
Yeah, well, Percocet for sure, and cocaine's being thrown around.
Now, was TMZ saying that, or were some people?
TMZ, but also FoxNews.com reported on it, but they were sending it back to TMZ. Yeah,
I was doing some reading online. Yes, okay.
Right.
Well, TMZ does go hard. But, you know, so a lot of, and, you know, Entertainment Tonight, a lot of them are not necessarily
these
like
are all
saying,
allegations. Right.
Yeah. So they're being kind of nice, you know, soft and pink about it. But they're more talking about his work. A lot of the media outlets are playing a lot of his old interviews. A lot of the blogs are pulling up a lot of his, interviews that he's done with publications. So they're trying to do more of this reminiscing about Prince, and he's a genius.
Yes, I think that everybody did do a great job, and I want to play you a part. This is a soundbite from his brother-in-law talking about this past week right before. Go ahead.
Relatives say Prince had been awake for six straight days before somebody found the musician dead in his home in Minnesota. The pop star's brother-in-law reportedly told detectives that the singer had not slept for 154 hours before they found his body in an elevator. The official cause of death still not known.
Okay, so that immediately gets everybody's brain thinking. What were you doing? Yeah.
Right. So now that's where I drew the line. When you're telling me, and this is officially coming from the brother-in-law, he was there with him all these hours. You're with him all those hours. He's up all those hours. You're also up all those hours. Are you both, as we used to say in the 80s, skied up? Have you been white lines, that old rap song? So I'm not for sure if he really was on drugs. I mean, Prince looked fantastic. He didn't look like he was abusing drugs. But, you know, some people are lucky to have great genes, and maybe they are. Maybe he was one of those functional addicts. I'm not for sure. But there were little things that led me to believe that.
Well, right. And the whole Percocet thing, well, you know, with the opiate addiction, story goes alleging that they had to make that pit stop in Moline, 48 minutes away from where he would have landed normally in Minneapolis, I suppose. Why did they do that? To give him allegedly the save shot. That would be an opiate. Right. That would be Narcan. They did not want him to leave the hospital. He left against their will because, once again, allegedly, they would not give him a private room. There was not one available. They didn't have them at that hospital, so they were out of there. And the other weird thing is that when they 911 call, which I refuse to play that on the air. I won't play that on the air. But the 911 call that was placed, the guy who was saying, you know, when the paramedics were asking what the address is, the guy didn't know where they were. He didn't know the address. Now, everybody knows Paisley Park, and that's how they found him. But the guy on the 911 call was saying, I don't know the address. I don't know the address. Who was that guy, and what was going on?
I think that they did know the address, and they're covering up because they didn't want to put it on blast.
They said you could hear them saying the 911 call, Prince is dead. It's Prince.
Right. So, I mean, one thing I do feel about these kinds of, you know, audio visual things, they can be, you know, I want to see more official. I want to see it more official. Here's the thing,
right,
though.
The medical examiner.
I do feel like, you know, this is all Lisa's speculation. When you look at Prince's history, over the years he's had proteges and individuals he's worked with, and those individuals who were in his close inner sanctum and his cipher, a lot of them were dope heads, heroin addicts, slamming needles in their veins. But you weren't doing it. Apollonia was a heroin addict. Dope. You know, the time, Morris Day did drugs. I don't know what was his drug of choice. Like a lot of folks that swirled around his inner sanctum in his record label, they were drug addicts. But for some reason, you never did the drugs. So I always wonder, do you do drugs, Prince? And it's just that you're so cloistered, we don't know that you are. And maybe that's why you're cloistered. So, and then, you know, at some point you see those folks just kind of like leave the inner sanctum, and Prince is still standing after the smoke clears, looking beautiful and gorgeous. So I always felt that he was indulging, but I do feel like at some point he's had clean moments. Maybe recently he hasn't, which is why he maybe sustained his good looks for so long. But I do think he indulged for many years and just maybe got lucky that he wasn't a highly addictive person and didn't get what they call, like, you know, cracked out or something.
Well, one of these lawyers also claimed that Prince's brother, Dwayne Nelson, told Patton that he paid straw buyers to obtain prescriptions, then give them to Prince, once again, according to TMZ.
Right, and I'm not surprised. And then, you know, according to people, the sister, not that that means because your sister's a drug addict, you're going to be, but the sister is supposedly, you know, drugged out. She's been a prostitute and thus and so. How true that is, I don't know. So I think there's a lot of stuff going on with Prince. I think he was a very troubled man. He was a genius, but he was a very, very troubled soul. So I would not be surprised once everything comes to fruitation, as my mother calls it, not fruition.
Fruition, fruitation.
Fruitation. She's from the South. When it comes to fruitation, we're going to find out a lot of surprises about Prince, not just the fact that he was a genius. We're going to find out how he was living. And I think he was living foul because think about it. Carmen Electra, back before we knew who she was, dated Prince. We don't know this. And he did an album for her. It fell on the cutting room floor. It didn't really go anywhere. But in her early years, before she was known, she moved in with Prince. She was kind of like bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, young, gorgeous, sexy, ran up on Prince some kind of way. He, you know, quickly snatched her up, moved her in, gave her the name Carmen Electra. And then he started tripping. He started bugging. The man had her locked in Paisley Park. She couldn't get the hell out. The man was so nutty, she could not ever walk in the home, go to sleep, go out the door without makeup on. He wanted her to wear makeup 24/7. I mean, you're a man. What kind of man doesn't want you to wash your face at night and take the makeup off? How?
No,
ugly.
I'm the opposite. I want you to walk around without that war paint on. I don't want to look at it all the time.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, like, how ugly can Carmen Electra look without makeup on? I'm sure she wouldn't be as glamorous, but she's so gorgeous. How ugly can she look without makeup?
That's quite a story. I've got to take a break. We'll be back. 808-0810. So there you hear our own Lisa Durden telling it like it is. So do you appreciate the media being, I mean, look, there's media that skates around it and wants to put a purple ribbon on it. Okay. And then you're getting media sources that are flat out telling you what they're hearing. Which one do you like? 808-0810 outside the Bay Area, anywhere in the Western United States, 415-808-0810. We'll be right back with Lisa Durden and your calls, and we'll be talking about other things, Beyonce and Rippa and Samantha Bee and Harriet Tubman. We got a lot. Okay, we'll be right back.
Drex on KGO 810.
I find you and hold you down. Missing say, hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you.
Is Beyonce's Lemonade album about Jay-Z cheating on her? Let's talk to Lisa Durden about this. Boy, what a rollout this has been. I mean, it all started over the weekend. We knew that it was going to be a visual album, and I knew that it was going to premiere on HBO over the weekend, and the songs were only available on Tidal. By the way, Jay-Z owns Tidal, even though they might not be getting along. I don't know whether they do or not, but nonetheless, they are business partners, and he owns Tidal, so that's why it's on Tidal. And so the story goes, this is due to a breakdown of fidelity, all about infidelity. Everybody's thinking it's about Jay-Z cheating on her. There might even be a reference to a designer named Rachel Roy. Not Rachel Ray! Rachel Roy, who's been part of the story. So Rachel was supposedly the reason Beyonce's sister Solange attacked Jay-Z back in the elevator in 2014. I don't know if you remember that, but that was such a huge story in pop culture.
Of course.
Yes, it was a masterpiece.
Of course.
Yes. Rumor has it that Rachel was flirting with Jay and Beyonce warned her about it. Jay got mad at Beyonce and Solange, the sister, just ripped into him. Yeah.
Exactly. She kicked his ass in the elevator. Solange got a mean left hook. Wow. Don't try to punch Solange up because you're going down. I was like, oh, girl, you got some anger in you, girl.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The song is very autobiographic. It's not new that Beyonce does this. Beyonce's been doing this since Destiny's Child. Only the difference is she's doing more adult content, but she's always been kind of, an activist kind of, musician, because when she was in Destiny's Child, no, they didn't talk about Black Lives Matter back then. No, they didn't talk about, sex and infidelity because they were girls, but they talked about activism things, age-related, who runs the world, girls, my body's too bootylicious for you, baby, talking about, loving your body and body image and putting the ring on it. So she's always done those things. Fast forward, and most artists kind of do music that either relates to their life or art imitates life or stories that happen to them or something in their world that's real. So they draw reference to their life and make music around that situation. So absolutely, she is talking about Jay-Z. She is talking about Rachel Ray. Her sister smacked the piss.
No, Rachel Roy. Rachel.
I keep saying Rachel Ray.
I know,
Rachel
that poor,
Roy.
That poor.
Ah, Rachel
yes,
Ray.
That.
Rachel Roy.
Yes,
not Rachel Ray the chef.
Yeah, Rachel, not Rachel Ray
but
the
Rachel
chef.
But Rachel Ray the chef is kind of cute. Rachel Roy, and that's why the sister smacked the piss out of Jay-Z. Fast forward, I think things boiled over, and she's basically calling him to the carpet, but he's used to her being that kind of musician. And I think along the way when she was making this music, they did make up, because when you look at the video, at the end they made up. It was about forgiveness and all of that. So in other words, she took lemon and made lemonade kind of thing. But all of those references about good hair, and she's describing Rachel Roy, thank you, to the T. And Rachel Roy's even writing tweets in reference to that description of her, and it's all this little back and forth and shenanigans. So it absolutely is. Do I think their marriage is good? No. Do I think anybody's marriage is good? No.
No, nobody's perfect. No, nothing's perfect. No.
I think that she will hang in there for a while until she breaks up with him and divorce him at some point? Yes, because women tend to do that, especially when they become mothers, because it's embarrassing to become become divorced. Women don't like being called single mama, baby mama. So she'll do the same thing most women do. They'll ride out for a long time, catch hell, be treated like dirt. The man will have a million affairs, a million, and then maybe a fair 1,000,001, they'll leave. So eventually she will leave. She's
well, that's it's going to be a long time before Blue Ivory is an adult if we're waiting that one out.
They'll be divorced before then.
You think so?
I do think that, yeah. And then people say, well, you know, Jay-Z's in the movie, in the video. What do you think he thinks? Jay-Z knows you don't do this video, boo-boo. It's over. Handle it. So he's doing that video as kind of like an apology to her and showing the side chick, as they call it. You know, I'm with my wife, back off. You know, that was all a visual aesthetic for the Rachel Roys of the world to back off because I'm with my chick. Because women will say, tell that chick to stop calling.
Well, and
tell
then the other woman was Maya, maybe. Maybe.
Well, there has been some rumor about Maya and then this other lady back who was on, Free. They said, you know, lady named Free, she was the host of 106 in Park some 1,000 years ago. Yeah. And supposedly she had a baby by him. There was these other rumors. But and even Rihanna was thrown in the mix at some point. I don't know, you know, if that was true. But I do believe this Rachel Roy situation is true. And I do feel like she's putting the pedal to the metal and letting him, making him, you know, tell her it's over. Like every woman who's married, when they catch the man out there, they say, tell her it's over. And the video is telling her it's over because they're in the video at the end. They're kissing. The baby scene is in there. And, you know, Blue Ivy's there. And they're all lovey-dovey. That's what they're doing to tell Rachel Roy it's over.
Okay. You're going to love this. I bet you haven't heard this. Alex Jones, I'm no fan. Idiot conspiracy theorist. He said Beyonce's new album, Lemonade, was funded by the CIA. You're gonna love this. Have you heard this? Have you heard this, Lisa?
I have not heard that.
Okay. It was funded by the CIA to start a race war. Listen to this.
This is our latest video. Yeah. Blowing stuff up, beating everything up, smashing vehicles, and it's all about men. First it's Hate the Cops in the last video. Now it's the ultimate feminist video being hailed.
Wasn't
she just
a video.
Hates men and runs around with a crazed look on her face, attacking everything. And this is just to get people to act like total morons so that they can then be basically arrested, set up, put in jail. I mean, look at the look on her face in the whole anti-police deal. This is how she ran around, like, you just deal with the cops, they're the enemy, and then it'll fix everything. And then she's funded by the very government and the very platform, the very establishment system puts her out there. This is to get us all in each other's throats when we're all Americans getting screwed over by the NSA and foreign banks and derivatives. We're all getting our kids attacked and aborted and shot up with vaccines and GMOs. We're all in this together. The police then are being federalized and geared up for what's about to happen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't
hear. Vaccines and GMOs.
I heard about it, but I hadn't heard the clip. So I did hear about it in passing. Okay, like, really, first of all, when you look at musicians, long before Beyonce was born, you've had people in their videos smashing things, blowing up things, especially in rock videos.
Absolutely,
for sure. Like, really, stop it, you idiot. Second of all, she's being funded by who? The government? No, boo-boo.
The CIA.
No,
I don't think so. To start a new race war. Right. Yeah, there you go.
Illuminati.
Right.
And the race war. So, like, when black women, it's so lowbrow. When black women express aggression and they express, you know, a power and certainty, we're, you know, angry. And in his case, he's trying to attach this performance in this video to the performance she did at the Super Bowl, merging them together to say it was a race war because he didn't like really that she was saying, stop killing us. She was, you know, letting a police car sink in the water and all these images saying, you're abusive, stop it. So he's trying to merge the two together. There's no race war she's starting. Nothing in the video denotes a race war against whom? Nothing in the video is saying, you know, everybody's after us and not you white people. It was about a relationship. That's
well,
it.
He was rolling on there. Our kids get attacked. There's aborted. We're going to have aborted people all over the place, shot up with vaccines and GMOs. It's all falling apart.
Let's
please.
Get into abortion. Abortion is legal. Put that to the side. Abortion, as we know it, is legal. So until you get and change legislation, there is nothing wrong with abortion because it's legal for those who want to partake in pro-choice to either keep the child or not. So that's another problem. Like you're really telling on yourself. So like that's a disaster. No, she's doing no such thing. But you know it's interesting when a black woman does those things. All of a sudden she's inciting some kind of like you know Adam and Eve and biting apples and you know it's women always is destroying the world. Like really.
Vaccines and GMOs. All right, I got to take a break. Lisa Durden, we'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay, and Rachel Ray. No, Rachel Roy. Yes, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. We'll be right back. But first, let's take a look at traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
KGO 810 Traffic.
Right, we're going to the peninsula, 280 northbound at Sand Hill Road. There is an obstruction of some kind there in lane 2. CHP is getting ready to start a break at Alpine, so just get ready for that. Should be doing that any time now. Crockett, eastbound 80, construction slowdowns have you stop and go in pockets now from coming Skyway to midspan on the Carquinez Bridge. Westbound side, construction only making for minor slowdowns across the span. Sunol Grade, 680 northbound just after Andrade, getting a report of an accident there, and that's helping to keep things stop and go back to Sheridan. I'm going to mention this one again in case they haven't moved them out of the road yet. In Benicia, 680 southbound after Bayshore Road, there were three vehicle wheels with their tires in the left lanes, both. And if you're crossing the San Mateo Bridge, just keep in mind it's very windy and there is a high wind advisory in effect right now. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The innovation capital of the world. You're listening to the next generation of KGO 810.
So you've got a business, and it's growing. Growing out of control, actually. Which is a good problem to have, but not when it comes to cash flow. You've got money going out, money coming in, vendors, clients, and customers to keep track of. And somehow, you've got to keep it all straight. With Comerica Bank, you can stay in control. Our dedicated business advisors and cash management tools go beyond just payables and receivables, with fully customized services that help you minimize risk and maximize opportunities. We can help you automate payment processes, see, control, and manage your wire activity, account transfers, and electronic deposits, and even help you protect against fraud. With Comerica's automated cash management tools, you'll know where every dollar is down to the decimal point. To learn more, visit us at comerica.com/cash and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Add style and comfort to your home at Anna Furniture. Visit Anna Furniture now during the spring sale and save up to 40% on selected items store-wide. Quality at a great price is always in style at Anna Furniture. Join them for their spring sale and save up to 40% on a wide selection of furniture and accessories. Hurry, because the spring sale ends May 1st. Visit Anna Furniture now in San Francisco, San Mateo, San Jose, and Union City, and online at anafurniture.com.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthychoices.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Charles Osgood. Tax compliance can be a real pain for businesses. That's why I'd like to tell you about Avalara's powerful tax automation technology. Avalara simplifies sales tax and other business taxes with real-time tax rate calculations and automatic return filing. Avalara's software already integrates with your accounting, e-commerce, and point-of-sale systems, so it couldn't be easier. Find out how the good people at Avalara can help you at avalara.com. That's AVALARA.com.
KGO 810 has your tickets to see Don Henley July 23rd at the Greek Theater in Berkeley. Listen to Armstrong and Getty between 8 and 8:30 a.m. for the winning time that the Boys of Summer Sounder will play. Then when you hear it later in the day, be caller 10 to win two tickets to the show and be qualified for the grand prize drawing for the KGO Summer Night Out, including dinner for two at Calavera, plus an overnight stay at the Claremont Hotel, a Fairmont property, all furnished by Visit Oakland. Visit KGORadio.com for official rules. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I'd like to talk a little about money. For those of you who haven't heard of it, it's like Venmo for old people. And it looks like those old people will need to get used to some new faces.
Treasury Secretary Jack Lew announcing Andrew Jackson will be replaced on the front of the new $20 bill with abolitionist Harriet Tubman, who led hundreds of slaves to freedom on the Underground Railroad. Jackson, America's seventh president, will be demoted to the back.
Yes, finally, a black woman making a white man move to the back. And once the products of America's school system finished Googling who is Harriet Tubman, they were all for it.
There's uniform acclaim for picking Harriet Tubman.
Well, uniform acclaim if you don't count the Republicans dismissing the decision as rampant political correctness.
Okay, so there you have it. And it was a big week and a lot of things going on. Samantha Bee on Harriet Tubman. Your take, Lisa Durden.
That's my take.
I have a few takes. By the way, just a sidebar here. The first assassination attempt ever on a president happened today on this date, which would be April 26th in 1835, when a guy named Richard Lawrence tried to shoot Andrew Jackson, but his gun jammed and Jackson beat him up with his cane.
Yeah, take that, you ruffian.
Yes. But anyway, back to Harriet Tubman. Yeah. Think it's a good idea?
Yes, I do. I mean, it's a lot of debate around the black lady who was the, I guess, you know, aggressive free slave lady being on the bill. You know, some people feel like she should be on the $2 bill and not a $20
bill. Oh, that
was
Spongehead Carson.
Yeah, so, you, yes. and then the reasoning, and then, you know, Raven Simone said, well, she feels like that's respectful if you're on the $2 bill because you don't spend that, and you usually frame $2 bills and it's not spending. So her view was that. And then $20 bills is good because you use it a lot, so that's more prideful that a lot of us use $20 bills, and you'll see her face a lot. You know, yada, 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 yada. I like the fact that, you know, the government is trying to be a little bit more open about race relations and putting somebody of notability who we know in our history to try to change race relations by saying physically, we don't belong in slavery, we're getting out of here. And they're willing to let this lady be on the dollar bill. So for those who don't know, they'll always know. So I'm okay with it. And I'm okay with they're talking about some other women of notability being on money. I'm all for it. You know, why should only men be on money?
Okay.
We spend money too. We use money too. And there's going to be more women businesses by the year 2020 than there are any businesses in this country, small women-owned businesses.
I want to tell you something, not to interrupt, but I want to talk to you about something that I think has been swept under the rug. They're only going to begin the process in 2020. They will not be in circulation until 2030. I don't know if you knew that. But that just smells to high hell of politics to me, because, you know, the South will rise again. All right. All hell's going to break loose, just like it's going to in Cleveland during the Republican, nominating process, because Trump ran away with it tonight. All right. You can't tell me that it's going to take 14 years to get those engraving plates ready. They could have this into circulation in a year. If they wanted to.
Oh, yeah, just like when they were trying to change the money where they put this little ribbon through the money, this little thing.
Well, that's a complicated thing,
that was complicated, and then it didn't take them very long to do it. That's the point.
Right, right. Yeah. So, my personal feeling is that this is stinky politics, and the people are saying, oh, well, before we do that, let's do it 14 years from now, so we're all out of here. I mean, the wussy way out, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm suspicious, but I guess I want to believe. But here's where it's going to backfire if they're trying to do that. You can't get black folks started. Michael Jackson said, and you want to get something started. You can't tell us you're going to put our faces on money and you never put the faces on money. So you know
well, you're going to have to do it. But here's...
Black folks are very patient. You know what? You continue to play the shenanigans. We're going to push the agenda. We're going to push the envelope, and you're going to put faces on black faces on money. So you shouldn't have tried to play a game with politics, and you're going to lose ultimately. But we're used to the slow road, and we sing our hymns, Negro spirituals, and we get what we want eventually. So it will happen.
I love you, Lisa.
Well, we do. We sing our Negro spirituals. We have to, or we would kill people.
You know, the other thing is about all of this, by 2030, is anyone going to be using paper money? Probably by 2020, is anyone going to be using paper money?
It's hard to say, but I'm going to say by 2020, yes.
Yeah, that's only 4 years away. 2030,
By 2030, I'm going to say yes, but it would be short-lived. It won't last as long as the men on the dollar have lasted, because at some point will not be using paper money. But I think by 2030 we will be using paper money, yeah.
I just thought it was ridiculous because, boy, I read that in one story. Then I came in here when they announced that, and I had to dig through 30 stories to find it again because I couldn't find that. I knew that I read it was 2030 somewhere, and I smelled something that had a funk to it.
I mean, I heard different reports, and when I heard that report, I said, okay, can this be real? I didn't want to believe it, but, you know, we're going to see.
Okay, let's talk about the now. So the now is Trump won 5 states tonight, including the state of Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Clinton has won 4. I think Bernie took Rhode Island. That's the only exception. Yeah. So it looks like it is going to be Trump versus Hillary.
Oh,
those are our choices.
Gee, is this real?
I know, right?
I mean, kiss me. Am I like, you know, can you wake me up? Where's my prince? I just fell out. You're like, what's going on? Like, is this going to be for real? Here's what I'm thinking. I hope that America's not stupid. And I hope that because Trump might be the nominee, the Republican nominee, or the GOP or the OPP, that's just going to cement and seal the deal for, I guess it's going to look like Hillary, when Hillary gets the nomination to run in the Democratic Party as a Democratic
No, she's
nominee.
Pretty much locked it up. Tonight.
She's locked it up. So I'm thinking this is going to seal her White House win. I'm thinking because you cannot let the apprentice be in the White House.
No, but you will be glad to know this. Since I learned last week that you're not a fan of Samuel L. Jackson, he said if that mother effer becomes the president, I'm moving my black ass to South Africa. So
no. Don't get me wrong. I love Samuel L. Jackson. He's hard as hell. He's just rough. But I feel like Samuel L. Jackson's a baby. Don't dish it if you can't take it. That's all I feel about him, but he's great.
Yeah, that was over a fan asking for an autograph, and he gave him a hard time.
Stop Samuel L. Jackson. But anyway, I'm not moving anywhere if it happens, but I am probably going to throw up. I'm going to vomit. I'm going to faint.
Well, and the thing is, I'm not a big Hillary fan either, so it's kind of hashtag they all suck. You know, 2016, hashtag 2016, they all suck.
I mean, politics is a necessary evil, and it would work if people weren't so political. I guess it's like a weird thing to say. So I'm not a fan of politics in general. So whether it's this election, gubernatorial election, or, you know, mayors, it just sucks. But I just cannot fathom Donald Trump. I really can't.
No, I don't know. We'll see. It'll be an interesting 4 years.
I'm going to do a self-induced coma if Donald Trump gets into the White House.
Hey, I want to ask you something about the Democrats. One thing that they've never discussed in 8 debates or so, or how many they've had, they've never discussed abortion. I find that to be a thing.
You know, I find it to be a thing, and it's interesting. The reason why they're not discussing it is because abortion is this hot button that's
right.
Bursting from the seams. There's a documentary. I'm a curator also, a film curator, so I'm curating a film called Trapped. It's about abortion rights, and I think it's in Alabama or something, and they're changing legislation to kind of literally roll back abortion rights without saying with it rolling them back, making certain things stricter when you want to do abortions, making it harder for you to be able to do abortions unless you have, you know, you're doing it in a hospital setting or the doctor has to have, certain rights in certain hospitals that they may not, and all this other stuff. And no one's talking about it because I think secretly they all know that this is a disaster to discuss because they don't know where people are. Because, see, social media tells a lot about people. They have what you call the social media S on their chest. More people, because of social media, tell about their discrimination. A lot of people don't believe in abortion, or even the ones who have them. So they don't want
to. Well, I understand. I don't think anyone wants to have one.
Well, no, people want to have them. That's why they have them.
Well, I understand, but you know what I'm saying? They would rather that it didn't have to happen in the beginning.
No, I mean, let's be real here.
People don't get pregnant to have abortions.
Well, you know, a lot of people have abortions for different reasons. It's not always because of something horrific called rape. It could just be, I was irresponsible, I don't want this baby, I'm having an abortion.
That's right.
It's as cavalier in some cases as it is serious. It's not always a woman's having an abortion and she's in a rocking chair crying with some sweet tea in her hand. Some women are just cavalier about it. Some women are not. The bottom line is, everyone has the right to do it if they want to. So, but they don't know who's who, and they don't want to play a game, and they don't want to piss anybody off, and the groundswell would be disastrous. So they're not, is too, you know, the Bible Belt is not just Virginia and these other spots. The Bible Belt is the United States of America. We're founded on the Bible and religion, and people can't take it. They're not messing with it. But if Hillary gets in, I think that the abortion rights or women's reproductive rights will still be more
They'll be protected. Yes.
Right.
I mean, you know,
there's no
doubt about it. It is the political third rail. All right, I've got to take a break. We'll be back with Lisa Durden, and we'll get to our own political third rail that happened here in San Francisco, the center of the pot universe on 420. And we'll talk about, you'll find out what I'm talking about. Cultural misappropriation, maybe, kind of, It was a weird day. Well, I don't know. The good thing about 420 is I think everybody forgot about it by now. You know what I'm saying? All right, more of the Drex Radio Show on the way.
KGO 810.
A lot of people have been talking about cultural appropriation, but what exactly is it? A quick search tells you. The adoption or use of elements of one culture by members of a different culture. But there is a blurred line between appreciation and appropriation. Like when you're jamming out in a Native American headdress just because it looks cool, that's appropriation. It happens in music, in fashion, and in movies and TV. Oh, and just a reminder, blackface is never okay. And neither is redface for that matter. Appropriation occurs when a privileged culture borrows from a marginalized one. An appropriator can be a celebrity rocking cornrows when their hair clearly doesn't need them. Or even someone sporting a tribal tattoo when they have no idea what the design actually means. Culture is more than just a cool style or a new trend. And it doesn't matter if it's just a Halloween costume. Because in case you didn't realize, these are racist. But you can still appreciate another culture by learning about other traditions, trying an authentic cuisine, traveling to new countries, and following their customs, or even being invited to a cultural event or ceremony. Moral of the story, don't appropriate, appreciate.
And there you have it, and we're back with Lisa Durden. So here's what happened on 420 here in San Francisco. You'd have loved it. Everybody was getting stoned, or I guess you would have hated it. But Lisa, so on Snapchat, you could filter yourself with Bob Marley. And and that became a big issue here on my show, talking about it, because it was perceived as being blackface, using blackface.
Right.
By some people. And then there were other people who were saying, come on, are you kidding me with Masquerade and some of these other programs or these apps? You can become the president. He's black. And Bob Marley, yes, God bless him. He's known for his music, but he's also known for, whether it's right or wrong, he's associated with marijuana. So your thoughts?
No, I don't think so. It's one thing to, because, I mean, a lot of folks still today dress up for Halloween, and they literally put on blackface. That's blackface. I do not think if you wear a mask, whether it be a mask you put on electronically or a mask you buy in the store, and it's a mask of Oprah and you're really a white person, or you're on Snapchat and you're putting a mask of, you know, Lisa Durden on and you're a white person, or vice versa, you're a black person putting on the, you know, Donald Trump, you know, mask and the hair to the side. No, it's not. There's nothing wrong with that. You literally have a mask on saying, I'm being this person. And I like being this person because I feel something about that person. You know, they're successful in music or successful in business or whatever. No, that's just some stupid sensitivity, and we've gone too far with the sensitivity. Everything's not racist. Everything's not, you know, a black-white issue and hatred of a black person. So I think that's perfectly fine. I would not feel out of place if I saw somebody's Snapchat and the face was
Marley.
Bob Marley.
Okay, perfect. That allows us to move on right away to Kelly Ripa, because I want to get to awkward. Here's part
of... Oh, my goodness.
Awkward. I'm going to play the 25-second clip of her teaching Disney about respect.
I always speak from the heart. I didn't want to come out here and just, like, say something I might regret. So what transpired, though, over the course of a few days has been extraordinary. In the sense that it started a much greater conversation about communication and consideration, and most importantly, respect in the workplace.
Do you think she got it?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, tell me what it means to me. Aretha Franklin song, I love songs. Absolutely not. First of all, she must be related to Rodney Dangerfield. I get no respect, no respect. I tell you,
did she bring it on herself by not coming back? Look, we all know they did not get along with each other. They didn't like each other.
Listen, let me break this down for you, okay. Lisa Durden style. First of all, if it's true that they hated each other's guts and beneath the surface they didn't want to be around each other and they didn't get along, well, then wouldn't it be good news that he's getting the hell out off the hosting chair? She would not care. So I don't think if they didn't get along that it mattered to her that he was leaving to go full-time to GMA.
Right on.
The issue is whether they got along or not, what does it take for you to get on GMA in the morning? It takes meetings. It's not in a vacuum. You just look around, hey, come on on GMA full-time. It takes meetings. It takes a lot of these kinds of things building up. So you're having meetings around me. You're having discussions around me about my co-host without me, and you're making decisions that I should be a part of without me. It was all about the disrespect of her, not the fact that he's leaving. So we're retwisting this. She doesn't care if he goes. She's probably glad that he's going. And that's why his black ass has to go May 13th, which is Friday the 13th instead of June. When she took her days off, she called her lawyer. She called her publicist. She called Sylvia, you know, click, 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 click. And she said, we're going to meet, and I'm telling you, if you want me back, here's what you're going to do to resolve it. I'm not sitting next to that fool another day. I'll give you a couple of weeks, and he's got to get the hell out of there. He's gone.
That's exactly right. Originally, he was going to stay for 9 months. Right. No. Now it's this week and next week, and he's out. Gone.
You got to go. And I don't blame Michael Strahan. I blame Disney because they told him not to tell. So Disney is the one that's cloistered, the communication sucks, and they didn't respect her. If this were reversed, and this is some men S-H-I-T, because if it were Regis and she was leaving, Regis would have been informed and in the mix and in the decision-making process and so forth and so on. And I'm thinking, if they do this to Becky, Shaniqua ain't got a chance. If they did this to Becky, wow!
The other thing that she said, I don't have time to play the clip because I'm going to wrap here in a minute. But one of the other things in one of the clips, she says, and Disney has promised, the company has promised me that they will make this show a priority. Yes, that doesn't mean it. Priority does not equal promise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And anybody saying that she just didn't show for work, first of all, she's been there 15 years. And like anybody with a job, you have vacation time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get to call in sick.
Days.
Right.
She didn't just not show up. She called in sick or whatever and decided to tell them I'll be in Tuesday like you all would. And she does not deserve to be fired. She came in Tuesday. It's fine. But, he's got to go.
He's out of there. Right.
He's out of there. He's not, I'm so sick of women victimizing women. She's the victim, people. Why do we want to bash Kelly Ripa saying she should be fired and she didn't do this? It's nothing she did. She was victimized. Can we all please stop it? And the worst are women against women. They're the victimizers, and she's the victim.
And we shall see. Will she roll out on the will they roll out a third hour of GMA and put her on there with him? Probably not.
Absolutely not. And then listen, Michael Strahan said some kind of weird thing once she kind of made her speech and sat on them. They got business as usual when they got to business.
Right.
He said, you know, jokingly, hey, Kelly, no worries. I'll come back whenever you want.
No, that was phony baloney. No, that was lie. Awkward.
Awkward. It was terrible. Like, come on, dude. Stop being, you know, dude. Just get out of there.
All right, Lisa Durden, I got to wrap things up. But yeah,
terrible.
You're sticking up for Lisa. That's a good thing. Okay.
Absolutely.
You have a great weekend. I will talk to you
next week.
Next Tuesday. Lisa Durden at lisadurden.com. And we'll start the late night, late show wrap up coming up here in just a few minutes. Thank you for listening. And we'll be right back. You're listening to KGO San Francisco.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.